you don't know if he's allowed to blow. And even if he gives us nothing for the Medunya, he writes down he got 100 kukim worth of Medunya. That's what we write today in America. And there are more at the end of this Yudala. At the end of page Kuk Test in the standard print. That's where it's found. Okay? But he says in that case, even when the Dominican exists, in years to multiple, if you want, you have a right to add, although the Bargain say the Chokam Mechoke, Kloma Kosovo so Stephan Ksuva Bishnei Atma Bishtar Acher. You hear the verse? You'd have to write an additional document. That's what we write today in America. And there are more at the end of Zifyud Aleph. At the end of page Kuf Test in the standard print. That's where it's found. Okay? But he says in that case, even when the Dominican exists, in years to multiple, if you want, you have a right to add, although the Bargain say the Chokam Mechoke, Kloma Kosovo so Stephan Ksuva Bishnei Atma Bishtar Acher. You hear the verse? You'd have to write an additional document of Ksuva if you want to go above the traditional sum. If you want to go less, if you write a receipt, the whole story, you know, what the Ramor is saying over here with the Chokam Mechoke, that if this Rav in Yerushalayim, who's trying to get up, say, by Gunas, to add it, to make a tremendous figure for the Ksuva, you presume you have to write him a separate document. I told you why. Based on the Ramon Kufnandala, that if it's Kaya Vagarish, you have to pay up the Super Pronto.
So Kaya Vagarish can be told and they never
No. There's three levels, I told you. The guy was not required to give a get. The guy is required to give a get, but we're not going to force him. And the guy will be forced. Force is 0.001 cases. Kaya Vagarish in many, many cases. You pick one ten. Okay, so one says easy, one says harder, halakhically, practically, you're going to have an argument about different directions. We have 100 kukim. I mentioned you the first day, but I think about $6,000 between the 100 kukim of the dunya, we call, that's the estimate of the how much possessions that she's brought into the marriage. And another 100 kukim, and he loves her so much, but that's a silver, so between the two comes up to approximately $6,000 for today's silver price, approximately. According to the Chazanish here, but those are much less, but let's take the Chazanish. Okay? Vaita. I just want to show you this idea of the consistent, it comes very far back. It goes back to the Shuma Tagonis. The Ravan and the Marami Rutenberg, they all say this idea of having a standard of Shuma. That's the merit they call it. Okay, yes? That's what the Chazan of the Chazan says. If you want to change it, you have to use a separate document. Where's the minigun? In America, the minigun is there. I've never seen any difference in the silver in all my weddings that I've been at. Always the same amount. In Eretz Yisrael, different. You can ask an Ashkenazim if something's different because they have the spiritual influence more powerful cells over there. But in America, it's all Ashkenazim weddings I've been at. They all seem to be the same amount. I haven't been at any spiritual weddings in America. I don't know what their customs are. Anybody? No, we don't know. Find out. Okay. Rabotai. Now, we already pointed out, see, that we read a Rav Yoh quoted by the Mordechai that in some place the minhag was not to know about a ksuba at all. No about a ksuba, then there was no Easter to live with your wife without a ksuba, but no about a ksuba. She relied upon the Nai Bezin, but there's an obligation even if there's nothing written. But Bismana there, that everyone writes a silver, you have to have a silver. If you don't have a silver, you can't live with your wife. That's found over here in Sif Gimel. Please put the Sif Gimel, very important. It's in the mind of the time. Sama Vav Sif Gimel, the top of page, to love the baby. Can we see the place? In Kotam Lav Silver Venevda, Otamokhlo, the Kosko is Dabavi, Subasi, Sarah, Lipsa, Lachera, Speaker, the Lucha, Otto, the Otom, Lishos, the Ishto, Shahakas, below Tzuba. Serious. You cannot live with a wife for a minute without a Tzuba. It's a very important halacha. I have to know about it. And if you look at the Taz, 1/2 second. The Taz sits up now. Send one page back. Yes, Dad, what's your question? Well, if no one writes documents, she'll be confident that the Tzuba will be collected without the document. Everyone is not going to accept for her. I feel very, very insecure. The Tad Aleph, also the Tzachek, is the Tad Aleph of Tia, also the Shosh of the same Rashi, who will mock him between Kosin and Tzuba, and the Gobin at Tzuba, our people of Lord Pasha of the Cloud, and the Tzai Benzin, our Cain, our Papa, Mutal, the Shosh of the Tzuba of Tzuba, Avaza, that's what Rashi said, that we saw it in the Rav Yor. So when they had the custom of no Tzuba, so of course it's Mutal, everyone felt secure, no one has a Tzuba. I'll collect the same from the Tzai Benzin. Okay, just wanted to tell you the start of the time. Now, about that, the Ramo. This Ramo we discussed, part of it we discussed already last month. Well, let's go straight. Here she kosu karkom, or she golem in her ear, v'ovdu, v'ibdu, v'ovdu, anoshim, and tzuba shalem, v'ichim l'charesh, v'shoteyem, v'shtubo seyem. Apo fish, yesh lom ha-shem, v'yimotu, ha-chaka, v'yibdu, ha-chaka, v'shtubo seyem, v'yamdu lehem, very important, Allah. If there's some kind of a captivity or war and everyone has to run from place to place, you have to write a new tzuba. I was told a fantastic story. I read a book. I remember the book was called, you may have also read the book. It was called, Forever My Youth. By a girl, by a woman now, it was a girl during the 48 siege of Yerushalayim, Hatika. The father of the Papa Kocha was full of Minahar. I used to hear from the Shnayas, the Minachamar, the Sophist of the Beth Medicine by the Gan. Back now, in the Chavzayim, so I know he is. Anyway, so he was taken captive, and he returned on a Friday afternoon. That I read, I'm reading the book, it's a fantastic book, I recommend it. But the author's name is Pua Steiner, I don't know. I think Forever My Jerusalem, I think. It's for kids, I think, but I enjoyed it anyway. So, I found out just recently, someone told me that the Rav of Yerushalayim, I think, I was named Velvel Mintzberg. The Rav of Mintzberg, very big tragedy. So apparently, what do you think of? Everybody's, all the men are coming home on a Friday afternoon, and they've been separated from their families, so they kept first they took everyone captive. Then they released pretty quickly the women and children, and then the men they kept in the camp, I'm not sure, it was amazing. It was in 1948, for months and months, until they finally released them too. So, Velvet came back with all of his dispirited troops, had been separated from their families and everybody for months and months, and it was Friday afternoon, and, you know, I would have said to go home and make shows. I don't know, all of a sudden he remembered, I very sad, where are your siblings? All the siblings were left in the old city. That he was, someone's trying to show what a rub is, but a rub in the most crazy situation has to keep his head straight.
Came in the town.
But you know, the Rambam is giving a Psalima Tchus, there's no Tchuba, so you can find a way to justify it. You cannot divorce the wife against the will nowadays, so it's always like a case of an onus. An onus doesn't require a Tchuba. That's been the first in Tarek Elanar. So it's also, every woman today can't be divorced against the will because of the Chemer litigation. And that's so important to have a written Tchuba. That's what the Rambam says. So the Beis Shmuel says it's no comparison. No comparison. You can't compare one case to another. Why? Because it's the rice of the Rabbanon. Oh, that is also the rice of the Lo Yuchal Shachal Koyamah. Kind of any garrison is only if it's lesser Issa. That's one. Two, if you recall, another Sugan El Anash we saw that it could be that only the difficulty really there is a Tzuba. Where's the Tzuba? Kesef, Chamish, and Shkolin, that's called an Vincom Tzuba. But there we have no Tzuba. I don't want to go back to the last term discussion. We don't remind us that I'm on us to sort of be Kaka Kak. We cannot compare this to the writer to a Kendra and a Gershon. They will end up cutting it out. Yeah. Like, owners, if you have 50 solos, that's a Bin Kong Tzuba. Kesef, Yishkol, Gemara, Tzuba. We're going to check it out. Huh? Divorce the wife. This is an anusha. Yeah. I'm saying, so the Ramos, in this sentence about loss of tzuvah, in this fifth, the Ramos, you know, because of stock, you can rely on his tzvara. Right. What's his tzvara? You can't do what's what against him anyway, so there's no power to enter to you. But the Pope can say, you shouldn't rely on that. There's a variety of reasons. Their reason is, you cannot compare the right to the government of Garrison. My reason is, that if you learn that in that term, that some of them say, that in Anusa there really is a tzuvah. That's the shot, because he stole the tzuvah. Okay. Anusa can't divorce against the will. There's no need for a tzuba. Fair has been in Kufay and Zion. There are most, every woman today, back in Anusa, can't divorce against the will. So what? Ha'ala Bein of Lotia is primarily, we discussed it last time, we saw about Arusa. Ha'ala is primarily protected against divorce. We don't expect the government to commit suicide just in order to deprive her financially. Fight has its limits about that. Sorry? Huh? Yes, that's not going to be that. Now we're discussing the primary tzuba for the Rusha. Yeah, you want to have a paper. That's where do you keep a tzuba? Like I told you, I don't know what my tzuba is, which I think the way it's supposed to be. My wife knows where it is, I have no idea where it is. So I'm going to draw. So what's the mile of that? The matter of that is that when the woman knows where it is and the husband does not, so that means the case has thrown as a fight, and she wants to be confident that she can't be thrown into the street without a tzuba, because she knows that she'll put the tzuba in a safe place, and she'll hide it from her husband, and she'll be protected. However, if the tzuba is given to the husband, he keeps the tzuba. Honey, is it okay if I keep the tzuba? I'll keep it safe, because I want to keep it safe. So he gives the tzuba, and first thing in the fight, what does he do? Rips it up, or burns it, or hides it somewhere else, under the ground, so no idea where to find it. And that way she'll be deprived from having her tzuba. So I saw the Sefer Tzuba Kilchasa. He quotes from the Rash Bash. Who was the Rash Bash? Rash Bash was the son of the Rash Bash. Who was the Rash Bash? We mentioned yesterday, that we were discussing it, and I was going to put it in the Mahama Thomas. The Rash Bash, the Taj Bash, of Shimshon Ibn Sema, Duran, the famous Duran rabbinical family. And his son was Rav Shimshon or something like that. They called him the Rash Bash. And then he had a son who was also the Shimshon Ben Shlomo, who was prior to the alternate generation. He's Rash Bash Shani. That's how that's the Duran family. Anyway, the Rash Bash says, it ain't on Nochon that the husband, the ain't on Nochon, 1 second, it ain't on Nochon that the husband should have the big tzuba. Because if there's a fight, he can then decide to rip it up. Rav Moshe, he calls also to discuss this matter a little bit. Rav Moshe is unbelievable. Rav Moshe is such a tzaddik. Not much a tzaddik. You'll see in a minute what he says. minutes of experience to see what's happening. It's Simon, Kevin has a chela gimel, Simon Chaval. Ve'eza mokam tov liot ha'tsubu. Simon, chela gimel, Simon Chaval, and towards the end. Tzubu Kilkos, of course, all this stuff in Perek Bey, Ha'ora Dalit. Okay? If you want to look it up, it's a very good safe, I told you. Today she is dedicated to the Sefer Tzuba Kilchus. Yesterday we had the Tosefta Tzuba Rabbi Kelava. Today the Tzuba Kilchus by Rabbi Stern Bnei Brak. Tomorrow we'll find different to whatever we have more from tomorrow. But yes, tomorrow we have Rabbi Fine Sefer from State of Kedushim and Yisun. That'll be tomorrow. Every day a different Sefer. Well, not literally. Today the Tzuba Roy is a Tieta La'isha. The Mokom Shemachzekas Chafatera came into Shal about. Look where Moshe writes now. That's unbelievable. V'mamina lahaval. If she trusts her husband, she acts the gavur. That'll hold it for her. She needs to know called Masha Zavaka Shemena. And so she'll give it to her no matter what. She has to finish. After she is dame and she is starful as garish, we can't deriva kasha shalom. She trusts him so much that even though they're going to be hating each other with these most sworn enemies, they'll want to kill each other, but it'll still be a gentleman to give her back a piece of paper. Yechola lahavka netzlof. Then you can leave him in the tzuba. I've never met such a man in my life. Ramosha was such a man. So no matter what he had against you, he would be honest to the full. But unfortunately, in the world in which we live, if there's a breakup and there's acrimony and there's fight, nobody is trustworthy. Let me finish. Avalon Einam Amina Lovish Mr. Machivos, this name and Afshoya be Provoto. Raksha Amina Lovish Mr. Hoshevich, Oma Yuzger Garshana. Then it's also Leo Tetzel Abal. So 99.99% of the case of Moshe Paskin, the tzuba cannot be placed with the husband. It must be kept with the wife. I've kind of
Moshe.
Do you know any man that hates his wife so much, he's tired of it because he has lawyers and they're fighting for millions of dollars, but yes, he hears the tzuba. He'll hire anything he can and she just have to give her. There are friendly breakups, that's true. But you do not know that for a fact. That's right, you don't expect any breakups. Anyway, that's our most. But now I think I have a start of China against the Tzuba Kilchus, and that's like Thursday or a dollar. He quotes enough for the Gemara? Take a look at the Gemara and Tzuba says, hey, Bays and Mabays. Hey, Bays and Mabays, no, don't close the Shulchan Aruch, I'm coming back. Hey, Bays and Mabays. These two books open, I'm sorry. Take a death. You saw this Gemara last week. Hey, Bays and Mabays. This is what he said. This is the famous Shimon Mitzvah Gemara, the last Gemara in the parish. Tanya Nami Yochi, for he saw that you called some silver basul matayim, while mona mona by your maskin of law you know some nashim. Why are they afraid about? He'll sell off all of his fields, and I'll get left with no silver basul. But he wasn't married, but they were afraid he'd dump him with the nashim. His keen is here, Menichan, also the base of Dio. They left the amount of money. We Menichan, also. What's also mean?
Right.
Well, they had a valuable property. The base of Dio. The base of Dio. The property was put into a safe in the father's house. By dying to Koei, so there. He was angry with Omolah. But he has a Tzuba said, no, I gave you part of the money anyway. Take your money and goodbye as a guest. Get out of my life. So what's the great thing? The Kina Shimanichan also relates to Kavir. Oh, Rashi relates Bible. Ashirah, Rashi was Ladak Suba, Oso, Talsos, Kessel, Mishal Zot. They made them put the money and they converted it into a watch. This is some kind of a basket that you put in the head of gold or silver. Aeneas would use it to make it into a whatever. Yeah. That's dramatic. And still, a dying to call it so that I almost leak to bust it with me. They take your thing and get out of here. as the Moshimer the Tzedah of the Tikkun Tikkosu was called the Tosri Akroim Litzu Bosa. So he didn't make a Loichel of the Tzimot to his house. He was therefore have to take the money out of pocket, quote unquote, because that's likely to divorce. Comes along the Sefer Tzimot to find that you see the Pharisee Gemara. He can give the Tzimot to the husband. Why? So they put the Tzimot to the Reis Chamiya. Up in the Gemara. What is Chamiya to Rashi? Reis Baila. What's the end of it? Aleph, the Bey, he signed that. Bey, that was the same. Rabbi, he gives you the pleasure of the mistake in the same level. The world is doing different things. I keep telling you, the world is doing so many different things in this inception. What are you learning? Tzubah. What's a tzubah? It's a piece of paper. That's one, two. But what else does tzubah mean? Money, the dunya, or money that's going to be payable for the tzubah, whatever it may be. But the tenth of money which is going to be payable for the document. That's what the Gemara means over here. Tzubot and Avet Chamiya. But the money was kept in the Shver's safe. But who kept the paper? Who kept the paper, Rabbi Ossai? She always did. I think he punched a name of his steak. I'm not writing a letter. Yeah, I'm not writing a letter. He's dressed with a bunch. Probably the other Rebbe. He thinks that, you know, your famous wonderful position. He doesn't understand. Tzubot and Avet Chamiya means that the money was kept by the Shver. But the paper was kept by her, so she can then extract the money from him whenever she pleased. No, no, I mean, I think I'm right. I think it's a promise, doesn't prove anything. Yeah. For me, it's father-in-law. It's a father's, husband's family, sort of thing. Family. But now I have another question. One may claim, I think I mentioned you last week, I don't remember. The silver's hanging on the wall. Does he wear that? That's not so precious that it should be good. Because if you hold like Rav Moshe, but except for a few cases, you can't trust others, you can't give him the tzubah, you have to hold the tzubah yourself. You put it on the wall, as soon as he has some kind of see some kind of fight time, what's he gonna do? You put it off the wall, hide it, and that'll be the end. So I thought it's a very serious shaila. And even though my wife happens to be a professional calligrapher, she's written tzubah, but I don't know, I'm getting to think twice about it. Only thing is, it's very hard for me, living in Tufshin and Gimel, to substitute these tumors that are not advisable, when it's a 100-year-old tradition. Look at all the museums, filled with these beautiful, beautiful tumors from 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I can't imagine that the woman kept this tumor hidden for the rest of her life, and put it in the museum after her death, to bequeath it to the museum. That's the stuff. And it must have been hanging on the walls then too. Unless it's hanging on the wall behind the thick glass and only she has a key, I thought to believe also. So as the question becomes, if the Rav Strauss is right, it's not right that she should have, but he should have the tzubah, why is it more right that the tzubah be in a place accessible to both? He can just grab it off to whatever he pleases. That's my error. Yes. Oh. Okay. Oh, slowly. So now, Dole suggests you should have two tzubas. A fancy tzubah which is meaningless, and that's meaningful, meaningless, not signed. Well, if it's not signed, I'll say it happens in my wedding. At my wedding, it happens something like that. There's a lot of stories coming up here. This kind of a Shia has a lot of interesting stories. At my Hasana, I'll get to the first, because I'll get later on it. One story at a time, as soon as it happens. But one story was that my father had arranged, without my knowledge, for a cousin of mine to write a fancy tzubah. Illuminated, just stopped, it stopped so much. The time to the wedding, all of a sudden, there, he walked in, beautiful tzubah. It turned out the tzubah was public. I'm going to lay it out, it was public. So then, he wrote a different tzubah. So after the wedding was over, so my cousin felt very bad at all the time, so he picked the tzubah, and he said, here, take it, and you can use it. So the question was, then become, should I hang it on the wall? Should I have it signed? Should I hang it on the wall? So I had a different tzubah. I didn't know what to do. So I kept it in my drawer for many years. I think I finally just said about many years of marriage. I said, this is, I can't, I'm I tell you this fancy tshuva. My cousin fixed it. We'll see how he fixed it. I'll tell you what he did. I'll tell you what his mistake was. He fixed it, and he went to look for the two Edom to sign it. Do you imagine that? One of the Edom was an Avelis. He went home after the football. So he came to this group and found that one Edom. And I kept it in my drawer for years and years and years. I don't know what to do with it. So finally, I said, stop, so I begin about passing the left of Avelis. So the second story, he wanted one Edom. But I had trouble doing it. There's so much work. Much hours of work put into it. It took 2 years to be able to, 10, 15 years, I found that it was part of it. Please don't. That's not the subject. Okay, well, let's keep our family relationships intact.
Is there another way out of it?
I didn't say it was cousins. I have many, many cousins.
I know how to do like Aiden Kenyon.
below Hikna Lav Tuba. That's why there were no Eide Kenyan. But where there are Eide Kenyan, there's no problem. You don't need the Tuba at all. Period. That'll solve all the world's problems. If you lose the Tuba, who cares? As long as there are Eide Kenyan. Yeah, okay. The Sefer HaMitzvahs taught that. Could be. The Sefer HaMitzvahs taught that, as you say in the bottom. Or Kassav. Eladavka yom ayom echad ayom oliyamim. A few days. Achi yichtavu lo. Velo itiru afilo ayde tis metatlim. Ela bishat atchak. Kiritanya lakamon lo yom alitarim ksubasim unachas lachav ha-shulchan. So what does it say? This had only worked with Shasat Chak. The Heter belong in Eide Kinyan, but it does not work with Chatzila. That's from 2 days in the Mordechai, whether it works with Chatzila or not. Now, first day is as it works. Yes? It's only for any Ksuba at all. It's only Eide Kinyan. The second day is only for the Yemen. How do we pass the Mahalokha? Please turn to the Ramah in the Mechaber, actually. Simon Samarov, Sif Aleph, the opening Sif. See how this Mordechai comes from the Gemara of Zion, how it's translated into halacha lemaisa. Yes. No. They said, we saw the Tosefta similar. It was 6,000 up. Yeah. Well, we saw that yesterday. Then it's last in the time of all. We're supposed to know what you're reading. Yes. That's another question. What's the nature of the Isser? Also, the other lisho simatmo in Ishto, to stay with his wife, means live with her, marital relations, or yichud, seclusion, or stop marriage. You might have seclusion. That's what we'll see. The three possibilities. We'll discuss it soon. Yeah. Most say they will, but standardized form. So many years. The standard still was all written before, and then we'll go over tonight what the number was. Says the Mechaber, Simon Samach Vav. Also, this Yachid and Makala called him Shiachul Aksuba. Opening line of the Simit, Samach Vav. And we're taking this dope question. Also, this Yachid and Makala called him Shiachul Aksuba. He can't even be in conclusion with it. Ramah, the age of Mekilim, this Umakir, this Yachid, will Aksuba, will Vachalo Yivo. It shouldn't be beer, but Yichud alone would be good. I'm sorry. No. Before that marriage, Yichud is also even with a Ksuba.
No, but they're not putting Ersus, so they're
talking about the marriage. They're the marriage, right. I had this child, Halacha Lemaisa. There was a Ksuba which is possible. One of our distinguished Mishmachim got married, and there was a Ksuba and Ksuba which was discovered under the Chuppah. I'll tell you in a minute what it was. And, yeah, that's right, that's what they're coming. That's exactly what happened. I've been Marcus Lisa. Oh, that's the sat, and I was reading the Ksuba. And I was listening in the back, and he's reading and reading, all of a sudden he just stops dead. He stops. And I see a tumul, it's one of those huge weddings I'm sitting away in the back. I see a tumul. He got shechted, and I was thinking of the fact that it was Martin reading the tumul. And it was a tumul under the chuppah. It went on. I put the guy next to me. You know what happened? They forgot to put him in the tumul. I know this. I know that some of these times it happens also. They forgot. Sure enough, they forgot. What? There's a word, the Kanina, which we'll discuss today, I hope. The way we're going, we've been playing very poor catch-up here today. We're behind by 35 points in the fourth quarter. the word, the Kanina. I think I mentioned to you earlier last week, did I not?
Yeah.
And many of you leave the word out to their famous Benazik and Shikra. We'll discuss it. I'll tell you tomorrow, Benazik and Shikra. Second parent. So they left it out, but it was so good. I mentioned this yesterday. They left it out, but they forgot to put it in before the...
when should they put it in?
After they picked up the handkerchief. Right, but they forgot. Picked up the handkerchief, they signed, and they forgot to put it in the canoes, and then no one discovered it until under the football. It happened to me once. I think I told you that I forgot to do it. And a few times it happened to me. Once it was sort of the soup soup, was one I got phone call in the night. And the other one, that was the fan. Another time, I remember with Rabbi Gold, was still here, Vashemstein. Who remembers Rabbi Gold from Vashemstein? He was the Debi Tzadak Kala. I was the Debi Tzadak Hotel. I wrote the Ksuba. It was a very crazy day. I was just coming from camp that day. And it was wild. That's the wedding. It was a wild, one of those wild days. I forgot the Kanina. But enough sample I have that whenever I know who's in the Ksuba, I said, hey, read the Ksuba, Rabbi. If any mistakes, tell me. So he reads somebody's country, smiling like ear to ear. Says to me, you know, I'm sorry, but you left out the word of a kanina. But, oh no, so I quickly ordered another tzuba while they're marching down. And we're waiting around. While they're marching down, I said, you want another tzuba, they didn't find it on the spot. But this case, they didn't give it. They gave it to Rabbi Martin to read in advance. I'm sure he would have noticed it. They gave him, here's the tzuba, read it. He read it. It was terrific, terrific, terrific. Boom. Stop. Then I realized what happened. Look, there's a parallel. Why not another tzuba later? Let's hold up the whole room, say now. Then they're stacking those shamas and this, and they're going with the stand. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there. Yeah? The stand. So there's a big, huge place for them to put, and they're coming out, and they're going down, the yichud is downstairs, as soon as you walk in. So downstairs, and all of a sudden they're going to the yichud, all of a sudden someone says, this is not the tzuba. So that tzuba was missing the word of the tzuba. No, I'm just saying, I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you in a second what the relevance is. The relevance is as follows. Here they're about to go into the yichud, all of a sudden one of the Talmidim says, you can't go into the yichud. So the Ramah says, yes, you can't, the Rechaber says, you can't ask the Siachim below Tzubu. The Ramah is vacant, but the Rechaber asks, no, wait, the Tzubu is possible, under the Talmidim. Yes, it is totally possible. That's such a key word, the most important word is missing. That's the word that is with Kabbalah, all the things on him. Anyway, listen carefully.
Okay,
the Chatzila certainly falls under the Yemen, I want to say, maybe because you could argue that even if he didn't do it, wasn't the Kabbalah Kinyan finding anyway, there were emotions about assuming the Kinyan never was any good, it's only a photo op. Wait a second, the Chatzila, and it's around more later about the Tzana there, and is the... Did we just got to learn the Mordechai for a few days ago on the Kabbalah Kinyan, a lot of stuff. Why would I take it down to the base? I was down there, and they said, what's the din? So, Rabbi Alman from Zavik was also this way. There was a lot of Rabbanim were there, but they were all upstairs, in the front. And there were hordes coming down. No, but you couldn't get there. That's what I'm saying, the geography. You couldn't get back to the static list to find out what the din is. So I was the only one there. So I said, we make it. Going to the Yichud without the with this puzzle of Tzuba written in hand, without a new Tzuba. And afterwards, they wrote the second Tzuba, and I think they told me that tomorrow I'm going to master to my Tzuba, which is the Tzuba of the Tzibur, the whole thing. They had another different pocket, but this was another delay. First, they get into the Yichud to write the Tzuba. Anyway, so,
We're
going to discuss that.
What, photographer?
Uri says a shayla is a minig Yisrael in many places that the pasuk can't only see each other for a week before the wedding. And, good. And the question would be, what about pictures? So it takes an awful lot of time for the pasuk to come back into the wedding because the photographer takes so long. Uri suggests, take the pictures earlier, and if you take the pictures earlier, then there's much less time afterwards. But they wouldn't ask the husband and wife to touch each other. Although I feel that way, it's not in my power to institute it on a course of the board basis. I can't. I have to tell that I've added, I was in Hetzagama, the mitzvah, saved their own time. I have to tell you, machlokas to the eighth of the Kodesh and me, in the Buchacharav and yours truly, seems to be just a recycling of the machlokas between the Machaber and the Shach, which maybe a recycling of the machlokas to no one who, Rashi and Tosis. Perhaps. I'm going to get all the puzzles now, but it's the clue. in Sanachesh if you know the problem. Based on the Gemara and the we'll discuss it later. It sits with my Shita. We'll get to it later. And he has a whole variety back and forth. That's the Nvav. The Nalav Nvav. Because in Achor, the base Yakamot is no problem. And the Chazanishin is in the Kodesh holds that it might be a problem. Now hold on, hold on. A case of a woman who has a document where she could not collect from the Shabbat. Finished? Is it a problem or not? So the Beis Yaakov says it's no problem. Yes? No, no, no. I have a case where I have a tzuba, written in a tzuba. This tzuba has no shiva in the chosen. Written inside, the parish. So you live with your wife, it's the tzuba. So the Beis Yaakov says yes. And the Chazanish and the Mikodesh say no. Why not? I can think of two reasons. The simple reason why not is you have to have a shibud. Shibud ben shetach, you have to have security. You can't just dump her in possessions and dump her and she left fire and dry. That's what I would have said. But there's more to it than that. I asked you to look at the quotes of the subas of Kof, Aleph, Omud, Aleph. Please turn. Yep. Yeah. Somebody said no? I thought. Kof, Aleph, Omud, Aleph. I'm explaining the speech of the Machmirim. Yeah, there's the Mikodesh, right. Right, the first reason I would say that. Simon son of Tessit Bays is a fight that's predictable between who and who. Who gets the side? And now you should know already. No? Machaber Amor, of course. The Machaber passed like who? No? But the Rif and the Rambam, and the Rambam passed like Kofi. It's all done away. The Mechaber says, he can say Parati. This is like the Beferish. You have a case in turn Parati Nehma, the Rambam, Yeshomim. Then you have a Loma Parati outside Yodo. So now listen carefully. On both sides. If the Mechaber is right, then of course the A's of Mikosh of Kazanish are right. What kind of confidence that she has in this document that feels like she can always take a little page? Whenever there's no Shibbutz of Chazon, you can say Parati. She has absolutely no security in the marriage. But if you say like a Rambam, then this second reason would not apply. You cannot take a page. The only question would be, for the fact that he can dump all the properties and leave her high and dry. That's the question which proposes to discuss.
So is it really separate? Is it a separate reason? It's really an elaboration?
Well, and it could be a certain separate reason. In one case, he may dump all the properties. Secondly, he's denied that everybody owes the money. They paid back. It's different. Right, both in terms of her lack of security. Two different ways you can get, you know, destroyed in this kind of a situation. Yes. Sure. In the Mechaber. So the Machlokas in the Eizim Mikodesh and Niv, in the Bushat Sherev and yours truly, seems to be just a recycling of the Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Shach, which maybe a recycling of the Machlokas between who and who? Rashi and Tosis. Right? I'm not going to all the problems now, but just the truth. What? the quantity, the bias of the usher. I'll pay the answer about that. The reason why the bias mutter is because of the Kabbalah's opinion. But even though the Ramah said we shouldn't rely on the opinion of Hatzila, but he said b'shatat fact, you are for a day or two, you can rely on the opinion. The quantity is every marriage will take place at night of the chatzat fact. Because the summa is always going to be invalid until it's not invalid, but uncollectible from the Shabbat until the next day. Oh, you get married by day, no problem. So if you get married by afternoon wedding, good. Because or a June wedding at 8 o'clock, it's not good. Because the date reflects the day and the beer is at night. But if you get married in the winter at night, so it's the same day, then according to me, the summa really doesn't mean that much. Oh, so that was one of the showers that I told you. I told you I got that call 3 in the morning, I told you that call. So that's in the hotel. In the catering hall. And they were the two super, that was the case of the two, and I told you the whole story. So one of the reasons I was making in that case, I'm not sure whether, I have to be honest, I don't know what reason I thought of at the time, and what reason I thought of later. 3 a.m. I was just woken, and I just said what I thought, so it was Yesh L'Hosser. I guess when I woke up in the morning, I realized why it's Yesh L'Hosser. So, well, Hashem was right, I think, I hope so. You can't really think too much that hour. It's very hard to really be close. But I held like this. All sumas are no good the first night. Because, I mean, when they're written by night. Because they're not called until when? Until the next afternoon, the winter wedding. What's called the next afternoon anyway? So not to me that they left them in the hotel. They don't have it. They're anyway, I'm going to come on opinion for a few days. That's what I thought as a possible.
Because they had dated it.
Or is it
main time?
Right. Anyway, they had it with him, with the quantities. Again, they had to be coached. I didn't know about the coaches. I only discovered him with his paper. I didn't realize around the page, right? We don't look at about it. I'm saying, they didn't know what a symbol was. So I say it, and if they had a symbol in their hand, it doesn't really work, doesn't really go until when? Until the next afternoon. So how's it with her? But speed up the test of you along the Kabbalah's Kenyan. Rav Moshe, oh, the Kenyan is nothing. You have to have the star. So the answer could be that the star will work with the star Kenyan from the moment that it's signed. Even though the riot at Shabbat won't work until Shia, but the Kenyan is telling me they're talking to over here. So he was Makabal Kenyan, he was accepted upon himself the Eve of Subur, so that was the whole story. It's true you can't collect it from property which would be sold during the remainder of that day. But so what? So this is something there. You know, Kabbalah much of before was nothing. So the Edgemy Kush holds like a Kalamah, apparently. But there's no problem with Tulsa. Before that day, they only Tulsa by Khalifa. I'm not sure what he holds. I'll tell you, just throw it out. Okay, I'll both sides. Yes. The whole idea, very good. The Dove asked the $64,000 question. And what if there's no Shibud? Since when does it say that also Lishon Ish Nesharim is Lotsu with a Shibud? Maybe there's a Shibud answer. But the Shvivei Eish, the back of the Sefer, Simon Yudayin, has a lengthy discussion of this issue. This is the Tzuba Dilfos in the back. Shin Vei Yud Vei Yud. Eish. Yudzai. He calls it Offer the Beis Yaakov. Who is the Beis Yaakov? The Tzivus. In the Tzivus, we have the Simon time of Offer called Bey. No problemo. No problem. No problem. If she has a document which cannot collect from the Shabbat, that's supposed to do it. But if you do it, you're not in violation of what? Osir Lishos Vlogsubit. And then that whole issue was, there's no problem, the whole discussion we had before. Agent Nicole is obviously assuming that way. He assumed there is a problem. You know who's like him? The Chazon Ish says like him. The Agent Nicole holds the problem. The Chazon Ish and Simon Sanachet of Yud holds the problem. Based on the Gemara and the Zvav, we'll discuss it later. This is with my Shita. We'll get to it later. And he has all the riots back and forth. That's the Zvav. The Nala of the Zvav. Because in Achokas, the base Yaakov holds no problem. and the Chazanishin Ezer Mikodesh holds that it might be a problem. Now hold on. A case of a woman who has a document where she cannot collect from the Shabbat. Finished? Is it a problem or not? So the Beis Yaakov says it's no problem. Yes. No. I have a case where I have a tzuba, written in the tzuba. This tzuba has no shiva in the chosen. Written inside, the parish. So you live with your wife, it's the tzuba. So the Beis Yaakov says, yes. And the Chazanish and the Mikodesh say, no. Why not? So I can think of two reasons. The simple reason why not is you have to have a shiva. Shiva ben Shetach, you have to have security. You can't just dump her and dump her possessions and dump her and she left fire and dry. That's what I would have said. But there's more to it than that. I asked you to look at the quotes of the Tzubas of Chav, Aleph, Amud, Aleph. Please turn. Yep. Somebody said no? I thought. Chav, Aleph, Amud, Aleph. I'm explaining the sheets of the Machmirim. Yeah, there's the Mikodesh, right? Right. The first reason I would say is obvious because she's simply not afraid to sell the stuff and leave a high and dry. But you can go even beyond that. No, because she has confidence, he'll make more money, and the instantly, everything's included. It's not going to be best for the rest of his life, we hope. Look, let's be real. There are many chassanim who get married without a penny in the bank, will never have a penny in their bank, and the marriage is good, because what can you do? You can't get who? You follow her only for the first part, not for the second. All right. She better go first. Yeah. Now, Tulsa is Hotsi. What did it say over there? Hotsi of Sabiago. Chayav, Chayavlo, Govim and the Pesach B'nai Chodesh. Rabotai, in order to collect the Mishubadim, you need a star with two Edim. If it's a star in my own handwriting, and there's no Edim on it, so you can collect from the shirt off my back, but you cannot collect from whom? From a Mishubadim, for an obvious reason. To be a scam. Right? I'll defy my name to a non-existent obligation. In order to rip you off, you're my, we bought my field like a predated, I can do any shit in the book. Right? I told the Empire State Building. So now, I'll predate a document for $10 billion. And I'll say, hey, collect the State Building. And then they'll leave you. I didn't see this name. I didn't check. What do you buy? I do a check, right? Am I correct? Check, the lien, credit check, lien check. All of a sudden, I come and do a new document on the surface. Sure, it's forgery. Predated, whatever. You can't ask permission to budget. With another two with then the first of Gemara. Says the curse, post the Rabbi Alpha. The Rif, the Ramba. Davka ksha ome loyed rame olam. Avol neman ulama parati. Below mozi ome le shtoko biyori my boy. Ela bishtar shi yesh bo edim to go from the chos of Mishabod. The Rif is like this. Let's say I have a document that is no sheep in the chos. Alright? I acknowledge the veracity of the document. Yes, it's true. The handwriting is accurate, it's not a forgery. Only one thing I said. I paid all the money back. Now, ordinarily, you have a document with two witnesses, and I said I paid the money back, I'm not obviously not believed. You have this expression, Storcha B.O.D. My boy, what's the document doing in your hand? Had you paid, you should have taken the star back. Should have written the receipt, should have ripped it up or something. But the thing is, when it comes to a star which is not collected from the Shabbatim, this principle does not apply, says Tosin. Today, Shiva Tsuyin Eslo, for Shus Piyodo, Yochalitza Vakol, Shem Halove, Vahamalva, Vahamo, Rakshiniya, Vokom Hazman, Shloyim Muktam. I find out, I happen to be there, and I know that Reuben's going to borrow $1,000 from Shimon. Not sure when. And I'm a sofa. They didn't have print in those days. I write the whole thing. Reuben's borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. I leave out the date. The P.S. 3 days from that video. Oh, Mr. Sulfur, can you please write a document that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon? Here it is. Which is the date? Here. Wow, you're quick. Well, you know, I anticipated it. The Mechaba said it's absolutely het negama. Says the Shasta Shlatan Aleph. Well, maybe we shouldn't do it when we say Merde Kishikra. I said, off in the Gemara, which Mesechta? Come on. Starts and gets. So, I already showed it to you. What top? What second? What top was it? A ballad. You better be a third of the film. Bob Ballad from a bay. Well, the man is a shit for Loch Hashina. A palm and bay. Here's a question. The post is in the Homer HaPapi. See, the Gemara is the question which the post is in the
Gemara. So is it really separate?
Well, and it could be a certain separate reason. In one case, they may dump all the property. Secondly, they deny they owe the money. They pay back. It's different. Right, both in terms of your lack of security. Two different ways you can get, you know, destroyed in this kind of a situation. Yes? Sure. Because the Mechaber is right, the Choriah has to say that the Ezra Mikolik of Chazanish. And she has no security in the marriage. He can just say, I paid you. Shibbut is a document, he'll say, I paid you. There's no Shibbut in the Chazan. Never no Shibbut in the Chazan, he'll say, I paid you. You know, the author of, I should tell you the logic, the Ramban's logic. Why can it say it paid you? Ramban's logic is, usually, if he paid, he should have had got the document back. Or was it original the second time? But now, no, I don't have to do that. If I sent a scam, I'll just unload my property, I'll scan the scam. It's in my power to overcome your scam. So I didn't bother to do effort for the star back. Said Ramban in the last time about spy versus spy, scam versus scam. The fact that he has the goods, he's in the answer to the riot. The Rebel was a fan of the fantasy, she was a terror. Why is it so? We're not going to go into that now. It's sensible. But that's not for now. The bottom line is, if he can claim I paid you the Kuba and she can't, and she loses the bed, she has no security in the marriage. But he can't live with her. What's the point of the written Kuba? She should be secure, he can't just dump her. That's a pair that is dormant amount of $6,000, whatever the amount may be. Okay? He wants to pay her a penny. What does it say? I paid you it. One of the accountants said, I paid you and goodbye. Have a good life. So that's consistent with the opinion of a cosmician and the coach. Right, huh? That's the reason which I found in the Subhas of Apostle from Marat Abulatia, one of the fathers of the Dover. He said this verse. He was fathers of the Apostle, of the Rambam. Like the Machaber, like the reader. But of course, if his reason is right, we Bnei Ashkenaz, Father Ramon, and we would be alright. But I'm saying, even according to Ramon, maybe no good, because there's a possibility of just selling off all the property and leave her high and dry. The kid, this is an unresolved dispute. I saw in the Suvik of Chashikot Saraya from Rabbi Napoli Nussbaum, a name you've never heard of, but I know who he is. I met him. I was first in the Shalayim. 2 years ago, when I was there, he has a kollel called Ava Sholem, which is a mostly Spanish kollel, but he's Ashkenazi, in the middle of Sholem somewhere. I don't know. I'm just trying to find it again now. It's very hard to find things again. One of those, you know, up and down and around and in and then. So he wrote 3 shuvahs in a row about this to the author of Shuvahs of Musa. He has a list of shuvahs. The last 3 shuvahs. Or about this, primarily the Shiva Yud Tes, he's raya after raya after raya, that there's no problem to live with the woman in the absence of a Shiva Nechot. So one is the Abnunala, we'll get to the Abnunala. Then he quotes a raya from Gemara Daf Tzadi, with the Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Zayin. I bet I asked you to see what I read. Let's take a look at Daf Tzadi, please. On the Mahama Tzadi, my cats are still in the first line. Totally, we will end on time today. I want to go and set up the daughter. We're ending on time. You won't catch up. No. Tomorrow's another day. I don't think I can finish everything. Here's the case of Tani of Manala, the Mishnah. Of both a Mishnah. What does it say there? Kotten shei siyo ovim kuboso kayemet shamanaz ken kiyema. So they used to get married before the age of Bar Mitzvah. We would call that snus. But they had this meeting, and apparently it's okay. I don't know why, but apparently it's okay. Says Tos, Omer Rav Guna Lo Shana V'Ela Amad Mona Masayim. I will tell Sefes Ein Lo. Rashi, Ela Mona Masayim, Shem Tanai Bez, Yilu B'Shtala Gavra, the Chatfa B'Almo. Shtala Gornish V'Gornish, nothing. Says Tos, one second. Lo Shana V'Ela Masayim, Toma, but it came like a Masa Masikim, Kamanas came Tima, I feel Lo Kozal Amayonish, that's the book. The lack of the name of that shmini d'tav mishadi, avagaz lezrekola laishtara, v'akol halobav mishadi. The muktamu, the star is garnished. V'ati litter of lekuchos mashamocha kolon shi nizgaya v'petrobus kolon shi higil. For the star muktam is supposed to be ripped up. Yeshvom of that shmina neichad to mitzvah besula, even though God love and then tibula, afilach yishet the tzuba masayin. I'm asking Kima, she has to do the post to a month. That's a postman's job. What do you see, Clark? The written document is worth what? Zip, zero, zilch. Says the fully nook found. We don't find that the guy who lives with his wife after his bar mitzvah is an idiot. They wrote a silver when he was 12, 11. Now he used to write the way of bar mitzvah, and now he's about a pilot on shit. He lives with his wife. We don't find that it's referring to a case where he's a Russia. And we don't find the Farish an obligation to write a new Tzuba. The old Tzuba works, right? That's in my Pashto Pshat. Right? Tzuba is a Kayemes. So even though the document is not collected from the Shabbatim, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, as I have to see, in Simon Sam of Zion, Sif Yudalit. Hold on, one second. She see Oviv Eilat Tzuba. Bimbol achas shehigdil yesh lo ikut tzuba masayim v'tzula amana l'amana. Avot tel sefer shekazim bekaknusu ein lo v'afilo ikar ene gova mikorach shtar tzuba ala mitznai bezdin v'fichach ein lo gova ala mibnei chorim lo v'mishabdi shenimku bekaknusu. Is there a new tzuba around? I don't know. Is there a new tzuba around? It doesn't say mefurish he wrote a new tzuba. So apparently you can collect. And even though there may not be any Mishabadim at all, and there's a discussion in the Achronim here, whether he collected Mishabadim after the Kasana with this piece of paper. And many posts say, no. But even the Mishabadim from after the Kiran Bar Mitzvah are still no good. Because the Shtar is no good. There's a discussion here in the Beit Shmuel, the Chazal Chafarki. That's Rav Nussbaum's Raya, even though there's no shiva in the chasm, there's no italicious shiva below tzuba. Other possible say no. Right. You want to renew tzuba, there's a shiva without the tzuba, there's a tzuba in it. Yes?
Do the status of the woman matter?
What is that?
Over here, she's a
chasm,
she's a Jew, or
something
like that.
Oh, she's Jewish, yeah.
No, but she has
to marry. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
If she's a Jew, does it matter? Is it always talking about the man, or
the case may be asked, we were just going to sit the case of Cosmic Tana, that's easier.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't make much of a difference. And then finally, Dry is, what about a one second, when Mokum Sha'ain posts in Tzuba? That's what we started this year today, the Taz, right? There's no Tzuba. He assumes of this now that there's no Tzuba, there's no Mishabad. And yet, there's no Yisrael Shah to look Tzuba. I thought that was, even though there's no shiva in the pasuk. So one could argue, well, that's in a place where everyone goes that way. Well, one also could argue, there is a shiva in the pasuk, even without a document. And I bet maybe there is a shiva in the pasuk, unless specifically denoted otherwise. So I don't think it's right to so compelling, especially that kind of the chazanish disagrees with him. Until I saw the chazanish disagree with him, I met him, he was a top of chok, a nice man, I couldn't do it right. When I saw the chazanish argues with him, I said, wait a minute, I'm going to chapter over if I argue with him. Wait a minute, I don't think he's right anymore. But now it's already, you know, the Beit Yaakov's like him, the team is like him. But he's also great, I mean, great people here. So let's postpone further discussion until we get to the figures in the paragraph of people. Fine. He just quotes various decisions. He doesn't take them to be in there. Bravo, Scott. Yes. masha ain't govin bo klala filo masha gmocha misha higdil. The chen kosu tells me, that's why you have to look at the Tosa says that. No sheep, no mishubah, the Tosa says, it's the Alma. Who, what? GNG. It's worthless. It's nothing. Simin, Sam of Zion, the Kotan Yudalif, and the Machab is Tip Yudalif, and the Kotan of Sadim and Alif. That's a big question, whether he's right. Maybe there was somehow there is a difference in this case and that. Okay, did it sue him till custom, I told you before, but this was in the Harmon Triumph, want to look it up? Uri? Herod Yud Alan Sip Reish Kof Hay. The Suum Kil Kosta. And the Suum Kil Kosta quoted in Perek Aleph, Sip Tes Vok in the Suum Kil Kosta. That is the question of the copy of the Suum. Okay, Rabotai. We now go to the next Torah. Of Suba in your own handwriting. Is there any Mila to write a Ksuba writing, Ksav Yodo, as opposed to a printed document? So Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. That's the one I asked you to look at. Chelik Aleph, and it's Moshe. Simen, Kuf, Ayin, Ches. Those are the Ma'am Akom. So Hashem, we're making some progress. Simen, Kuf, Ayin, there's two parts to it. One's about the family, I'll get to that later. But the second part, that's garnished. But I guess maybe a... But wait, it could be if you get married, just because more. I don't know. No, I tell her that, yeah. Maybe you want to sign a document and get a piece of the action.
So you have two more kibbutzim.
Two more kibbutzim. Two everything. Like yes.
They do that.
Yes. Yeah, that she's never going to be married. You're right. That's only maybe kibbutzim, not the suing. That's only the suing. The judge of the priest mostly makes his kibbutzim stop. The same shadow that these Rabbanim have, which is no get. Oh, by the way, in this shadow I told this guy, watch out, because the case of Psak is that you have to have a get, she should be married for 90 days afterwards. Uh-oh, you get married in 7 weeks. The discussion was maybe just give the get anyway, but it's more important to worry about the Shash and Mamzeris than worry about the Afkhan of 90 days. That's what we're discussing yet. We're not finished yet. Anyway, this Chumra that a Ksuba could double as a star. Suba could relate to the question of whether he's just the piece. If it's written in a funny language, third person, that would be a shadow. Well, that is considered a... Well, hold on. One second. Whether it would work or whether it would not work. Now, I never told you that. I said I would step on time no matter what. I never told you... Let's go. No. Friends does not work if it's a divorce. No. Yeah, all right. The Puma Bialma, yeah, you're right. But the Iker Adin, a pregnancy only works if there is... Well, when it comes to a regular case of Afkhana, there's no exception. There's no pregnancy that's going to help. In a case in which there's a conversion, then a pregnancy will rely on... I tell you, my master, everyone should show me. But then we rely on the pregnancy test. But I have another case to come into now, which is pregnant. So it's not an test. But also, I'll ask you a fascinating question. I'll find it out. I never told you what was possible about Suba. My cousin Suba when he wrote me the letter. Soon as tomorrow at 10:30 again, we're still in catch-up mode. Sorry, I can't help it. I'm still far behind. That's longer than I expected. I already showed it to you. What's up? What?